How you doing, sir?
Good.
Just fine. Hi. What country are you a citizen of?
A Hoden Nation.
That's not a country, that's an Indian reservation. Now what country are you a citizen of?
I told you, the Tohono O'odham Nation. You're on my people's land.
Border Voices is a play that I wrote while I was on my sabbatical a few years ago. Yeah, but it's really been something that I've been thinking about over a number of years as I've been taking students to the border and doing research on the border and writing music about the border. We actually took a field trip to the border, and we went to Nogales, and we crossed over into Mexico, and we went to a migrant shelter where recently deported people were, and they spoke with these people and visited with them and got ideas of the actual experience of what it's like. And we also visited a shrine in the desert where a little girl died. Her name was Jocelyn, and she's also a character in the play.
I'm not leaving my sister. You have to go, Didi. You have to get to Los Angeles and tell mommy what happened. Tell her that I'm coming, but later, because I'm sick. I just need to rest for a while.
A lot of the artifacts that we have on the stage, we have water bottles, we have embroidered cloth, we have shoes. These are actual objects that were taken from the desert. So ideally, these students have become more aware of the humanitarian crisis on the border, and that has given them a certain visceral investment in the project.
Is he crazy? Are you? We can leave a little girl here in the desert.
We have to get out of here. Let's go.
My name is Emily Tolliver. I've got several roles. I'm a U.S. tourist woman, a desert volunteer. One thing that I didn't realize was that a lot of people actually are dying when they are crossing the border and going through after they've crossed the border. Once they've gotten that far, that's not even the hardest part. The hardest part is getting through the desert to wherever they're going. So I'm hoping that this play can kind of give the broader picture of what's going on, not just from the U.S. perspective, but also from the immigrant perspective.
Go home! Go home! Go home! Go home!
I'm not racist, but unfortunately, there's a lot of bad guys that want to hurt us out there. If you ask me, we need to close the border. No more Mexicans and no more Muslims. Let's build a big, beautiful wall. It's time to circle the wagon.
For this class, these students are all studying in a master's in teaching Spanish class. So I've been teaching them how to use theater as a means to teach a second language. And since many of them are actually second language speakers of English, it's a good experience for them to be in a class where they're forced to use English in theater to think about how their students one day might be using Spanish to teach Spanish.
Yeah, so it's Enrique Salazar. There's a lot of people there who are risking their lives to be here in the United States, and we just take it for granted sometimes. We're lucky enough to live here in a great country, right? And it's just shocking to see the difference a border can make between two countries.
Hey. Girl's sick again, been sick like this all day. Hey, little girl fell again, been falling down all day. The guide said we have to leave her here, we best be on our way. The guide said we gotta get out of here before the migra finds us today. My wife says we can't leave her here. We can't leave a little girl this way. We can't leave a girl alone in the desert. We got to find help today. The guide says we need to leave her here. Or if you want, you can stay. But if you stay, you lose everything you paid to get here today.